Look how nice people are. We just got in here. The stack of mail in here.
Yeah.
What is this exactly?
Big stack.
Big stack of mail. Someone has sent.
Should we go worst to first?
All right.
Worst to first?
Let's go worst to first.
Well,
you know what one, as soon as I saw one piece of it, I knew.
We knew.
The font
is the same as always to Mr. Chris Kelly, care of two guys named Chris. And I thought, oh boy, here it is.
Farticus.
Mm-hmm.
He did it again. He does it every, I'd say 10 days or so. A new letter comes in with one word written on the piece of paper inside. And it's always in different size and different font. And on one size, it has the F word that I hate.
Always randomly placed on the page.
It's always.
That's a big one today.
Yeah. No problem reading this one. Yeah.
Is there smaller text on the page?
Yes. On the back. It says.
Oh, okay. The usual.
Yeah.
The fart stops when the rap stops. I am Farticus. I will not negotiate with terrorists. I will not. He wants BB Shay's rap gone. It will not disappear.
Now, to update our yarn wall.
Yes.
That we've been tracking. Where is this postmark from?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, my God.
It's been from New Orleans. It's been from Pennsylvania.
I'm going to need a new color yarn.
I know. Omaha, Nebraska this time. And the stamp says it's Dog Bite Awareness Month. And you know I have a new puppy. This man is inside my head, whoever he or she
this is unreal.
Is inside my head.
Think about the irony of the post office selling stamps about people being bitten by dogs.
Yeah. I must hate that.
You know,
we've talked to people who carry mail, and by far the biggest part of the problem in their day is not finding a place to pee. It's dogs.
I'll tell you,
they must really be on a push because I got a piece of mail the other day from the United States Postal Service that said, hey, lock your dogs up, okay? We're tired of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it was a flyer, I guess, for Dog Bite Awareness Month.
Here they are.
And it said, hey, make sure, you know, we're trying to do our job. Keep your dog off of us.
Huh.
These letters drive me insane. They drive me mad. It's once every 10 days, three times a month. There it is. And it has F-A-R-T, and then it says, the fart stops when the rap stops. And I double down every time I say, no, sir, that rap will not end. In fact, BB Shay, who does the rap, is going to be out two Fridays in a row. And I said, come in here and record them on Thursdays so that we still have your rap to end the week. That's how.
So you'd rather have that than a respite from the Farticus letter.
Yes, but it's getting close. I won't let him win. I will not let him win. Now, these letters started years ago. But many people sent them, but he's the only one. He or she is the
Correct.
Only one to keep it up. And I don't know. Is it possible? How does he do it with the postmarks? He's in Omaha, Nebraska.
I don't know enough people to, because I think he's having friends maybe do it. But he has a lot of friends.
Same
yeah.
font.
Yeah.
It's the letter, the envelope is the exact same. The font is the exact same.
Long distance trucker.
Traveling salesman.
That's
a big territory. We could flight attendant. Who knows? I mean, who travels
flight
attendant. Maybe a flight attendant. Nebraska, Philadelphia, New Orleans, Buffalo, New York.
In the old days, college scout.
The old college scout. Maybe
college scout is good.
A baseball scout. Remember, you're looking for the next big thing.
Yeah. You ain't going to believe this girl I got in Omaha, Nebraska.
Unbelievable. He still is able to. I will not stop the rap. I love BB Shay's Friday rap, and these letters will not deter us from having that on. Now, from worst to first. Secondly, an unidentified P1 listener has sent in some magnets for the back of your car, stickers that say, who rescued who? With paw print. Oh, my gosh.
That's for the new dog daddy.
We just got a new puppy. We went to the vet yesterday. $900.
God.
Aw.
That was for both dogs.
You can't put a price on it.
I just did. $900.
For shots and such?
Shots. Yeah. And a total workup for our older dog. This is her blood work and all of that. You know,
The blood work is where they get you. And, you know, they guilt trip you, too, because as the dog gets older, it does need the blood work, but it's always an additional cost and it's an option. So they always say, you know, well, she is getting older. Do you want to do the blood work? And if you say no, they're like, okay.
But well,
If you say yes, you know you're in for an additional $200 to $300.
Funny you mention that. Yes. Yeah,
just initial here where it says you're not
exactly
going to be doing the blood work for your animal,
yeah,
which gives so much and asks so little.
I got the side eye around year 8 of my
dog.
Oh,
I'm sorry. This needs to be notarized where it says here, I don't care if my dog has liver disease.
That's exactly what it is.
If it has a thyroid issue.
That's right.
And it says here, I will not be giving my animal drugs for the rest of its natural life. Either crushed up or shot down its throat with peanut butter.
Nope. It was year 8, I recall, that I got the first kind of side-eye look. Because for 7 years, I was like, nope, she's fine.
Right.
No blood work. Year 8, they were like, you really need to think about it. And I was like, nope. And they were like,
Well, my wife and I were both in attendance yesterday because I had one dog. We've renamed our puppy Franklin. It was a long, difficult decision.
Franklin.
Oh, like Franklin.
Thank you. We decided, now the original dog, we got this dog from Chris Stem's wife's boss or coworker, who got the dog an ultra Bernedoodle. So just a common run-of-the-mill everyday, you know, dog.
You remember those from your childhood?
Oh, sure. Yeah. How many ultra Bernedoodles just running up and down the street here? I showed his picture around the meeting that we had yesterday. And everybody, of course, was like, oh, my God, that's the cutest dog, you know. So I was showing
trying to humanize yourself because your reputation up there is not the best.
Chris Dim said, a little desperate, don't you think?
Kind of sad.
Yeah.
Well, I'm too hump grump up there.
Yeah.
So I walked in. So I said, did you get a new puppy? I said, did I? Take a look at this. You know.
Did you do that before or after our coworker regaled us with tales of her Peruvian adventures?
That I cut her off before because I wanted to leave. She had been to Peru.
So I've been to the Andes. I got a dog.
Which, frankly, most people will be more excited about the dog. What, a puppy?
Yes.
Let me see the puppy.
Hello, Machu Picchu.
Took the attention away from her slideshow from Machu Picchu.
This is me on a donkey in the... Nope.
That's right. Well,
what's his name?
Franklin. That's where I revealed it. Okay.
Oh, by the way, you should, for fun later, I did this yesterday, Google Ultra Bernedoodle and see what AI says about it.
What AI says about it?
Yeah, because they now give you a quick AI description. A carefully bred variation of the standard Bernedoodle. Intentionally bred to have higher percentage of Bernese Mountain Dog genetics than Poodle genetics.
Oh,
while still aiming for a low to non-shedding dog.
More burn than less poo.
That's right. More burn than poo. Mm-hmm. So we have an ultra Bernedoodle. Even the vet was like, what's the ultra part mean? I said, well,
it's very carefully bred.
It just doesn't fit in the box here where it says breed.
Yeah, you're going to have a hard time finding keychains that say Ultra Bernedoodle.
I know. That's right.
Yeah.
Well.
Or Ultra Bernedoodle Lover.
Yeah.
That's going all the way across.
My other dog is an Ultra Bernedoodle.
Across the back of the car.
My other dog is a what?
So, we got the dog 2 weeks ago, and his name was Rocco. And I was fine with that. I said, I like Rocco. And the kids are like, oh, let's name him ourselves. Mm. And so we decided to spend a week with him at the beach because we did a lot of research on this. You don't even have to start using a name for, you know, it doesn't matter early. You can go a while without a name. So we went the week, and my wife decided after going through many, Oscar, Baxter. There were many, many names. Norman was considered. That was a leader for a while. Mm. But we decided that the dog has really intelligent eyes, and my wife said, he looks like Benjamin Franklin. And so we decided on Franklin. And she went to the University of North Carolina. Franklin Street is the big street there, so we went with Franklin for that reason. And it seems to suit him. It's good. We were excited to have him, of course. But anyway, we're in the vet's office yesterday.
Staring at $100 bills. That's where the Franklin is.
Okay.
Big time.
Okay. Our older dog, Annie, who's 13, and our younger dog, Franklin, who is 14 weeks, I'm holding him, my wife is holding her, and the vet says, we need to do blood work, don't we? And at the same time, my wife says yes, and I said,
nope.
I don't think we need any blood work. So we hashed that out, and we wound up doing the blood work on Annie, our older dog. Our cockapoo got the blood work.
That's going to be an additional $300.
Yeah. Mm. And then he said, I'd really like to clean Annie's teeth, which is another few hundred dollars. And so,
yeah, they got to put the dog to sleep.
Oh, really?
That's the big debate because she's 13 and the vet says she's in really good health. I don't have any concern about putting her under anesthesia. But of course, we've read horror stories.
Yeah.
So the question is, do you or don't you? Because then he said, yeah, but her teeth are going to start to fall out and rot. And
is that true?
That's what he said. And then she won't be able to eat. You know, it'll be difficult for her to eat.
Look, my dog will be 13 in a matter of weeks. Mm-hmm. Never had her teeth cleaned. But I've always given her these like dental things to chew on. And that seems to have always helped. If they said it to me now, I'd be real cautious because same thing. The older the dog is, I'm told that it's iffy if they go under.
I know. And that would be the worst thing, honestly, that's ever happened to our family.
I've seen plenty of older dogs. I mean, maybe the older dogs do lose a tooth here or there, but not to the point where they can't eat, right?
Yeah.
Animals are remarkably adaptive. How many three-legged dogs have you seen?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So he's been telling us for 3 years, you know, you really need to get her teeth cleaned. But we
just kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, but once they get to be like 15, you just don't, you know, there's no point then. And then then we got into that discussion, you know. But and he said once she reaches like 15 or 16, I mean, at that point, and my wife starts to tear up, and I said, okay, we can't.
That's enough.
We can't talk about that.
A replacement's right here, I'm man. Not even,
I don't want to. That's the other thing. You can't make the older animal feel like she's being replaced. We give her more and more love. And today I got the sticker, Who Rescued Who, from an unidentified P1 listener.
Yeah, we talked about that just a couple of days ago on the show, and boom, there it is.
And a T-shirt that says...
Different listener
that says, Best Dog Dad Ever.
Wow.
And that's all they sent. There's just no identification.
It's kind of a heathered gray, and if my fashion sense is correct, that pairs well with pink.
Oh, yes. I'll put that on with my pink shorts, which I wear at the coast.
Floppy hat?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Floppy sun hat?
Absolutely right.
I like that shirt. That's going to look great on the news when you're on there being interviewed because your dog got off the leash and you had to chase it through traffic and caused a massive pileup.
Yeah. Or I've witnessed a crime. That'll be it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These two started yelling at each other.
Yeah,
and then this car came down the street really fast.
There I'll have
best dog dad ever.
For some reason I picture it more that your new dog gets off the leash.
Mm-hmm.
You have to chase
car pileup.
Yeah, it causes a massive. Dog's fine.
Yeah,
but you're now on the news.
I know.
Being interviewed wearing the shirt that says "Best Dog Dad Ever" after you let the dog get off the leash.
Or they pluck your animal out of a flash flood, and there you are. If this animal spent 3 days atop of a tree that...
I know.
In 18 feet of rushing water.
Clinging to life, trying not to drown. That's and here I'll be wearing best...
Where's the owner? Here he is. We tracked him down in his best dog dad ever shirt.
I'm the best dog dad. I just saw a guy, this is Alabama, speaking of which... He went after his kids' soccer balls, which were floating away in a heavy rainstorm, and wound up getting sucked into a drainage ditch and going under the highway out in front of his house. Really something. Mm. He said that he was going to die. I mean, he was like...
Well, he's lucky he came out, because if he had gotten stuck under it...
That's right. He would have
drowned. Can't get him out.
This is the guy. He's from Trussville, Alabama, and his name is Drew Owen. And he said there was a heavy rainstorm going through. Of course, there's been heavy rain up and down the East Coast and bad weather. And so he goes Friday night to get his kids' soccer balls, which were floating away during this big rainstorm. And out of nowhere, he was swept under into a drainage ditch and was taken under the road in front of his house. Now, he said he felt like he was down there for an hour. It turned out he thinks about 30 to 45 seconds.
I think it was probably around 30 to 45 seconds. And it was the water was flowing so hard. That whole pipe was nothing but water, so I could not breathe or anything. And I didn't have time to gasp for air when it happened because it happened so fast.
Took him under the road and spit him out, but it was 600 feet. He was down there, and he thought I was dead. He's dead, yeah.
I will never forget, I was in Las Vegas one time. Now, Las Vegas, when they get rain, because they don't get rain, it ends up causing massive flooding.
The streets flood?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And when I was there one time, there was a news story of a poor maintenance worker at a golf course who got swept up in a flash flood while working on the golf course. It took him much like this man, down into a drain pipe, and they never found him.
How awful.
Yeah, but when I heard this story, this guy, I thought, oh, I'll never forget that story, because the same thing happened to him. He went into the drain. Other workers saw him go into the drain pipe. No one ever found him.
Yeah, I can't believe this guy got spit out the other end.
Yeah, he's so lucky.
He said, I felt like I was done.
I was just praying that it was going to drop at some point soon, because I didn't know if it was the pipe was going all the way down Highway 11 or it was going to drop 2 minutes from now. I honestly was saying my goodbyes.
He also said he didn't have a chance. It happened so fast. He may have said that in the first clip, but he couldn't let go. You know, he just was there. I mean, there was no.
Yeah.
And can you imagine? That must be the longest 45 seconds of your life
when
you're down there. Now he and his wife are on a mission to try to get the city of Trussville, Alabama, to cover the drain pipes with something that won't allow animals or people to get sucked into them. You know, if they had some sort
they
of
have
a,
to be like a,
yeah,
with some sort of grate or webbing or something.
Yeah, but then you get leaves and all that other stuff backing up.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, at some point they have to have access to.
That's right.
To clear the water.
Yeah. His wife's saying it would be so much safer for kids, but you're right. The leaves would wind up in front of there.
I think it's more likely to see a bill in Trussville or maybe the entire state banning soccer in that
in
that part of Alabama.
Good question. The reporter should have bore in and said, "What do you kids have soccer? Why does a kid have a soccer ball?
They can't play football?
Come on." What are you thinking? Raising your kids to play? It's Alabama, son.
Come on.
We don't raise our kids to play soccer. What did I read? Squid Game has now broken a record. Is it new? Is it back? Squid Game?
It just ended.
They just released the final season the other weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And
Red Rachel told us yesterday she watched.
Yeah, I watched
it. She said it was fantastic.
Yeah, she did. She loved it.
I didn't love it.
Oh, really?
I loved the first season of Squid Game. The second I enjoyed, but the way they wrapped it up, and I guess it's just hard to end a show like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't love it.
I haven't seen it a single episode, but all the headlines I've read seem to indicate that this season was a masterpiece.
Oh, really?
And a terrific
finale.
Well,
she loved it. You did not, though.
I didn't love it. No, the first season is like no show I've ever watched. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's a game show with life or death stakes.
Yes.
Essentially.
And the second season, I was like, well, how are they going to do a second season of this?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the story was good, but then the third season, which is only six episodes, is, I don't know, I just didn't love the way they wrapped it up.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the way, you know, my wife yesterday said she had read some bad reviews of this season of The Bear, which I find fantastic.
I'm shocked at that.
She said she had read some that were lukewarm to it at best, and she goes, I'm really enjoying this, and I don't care who knows it. I said, sing it, sister.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I was wearing the dog at the time, so I had to.
Yeah.
I mean, I was forced to watch it. I was forced to watch whatever she did. And she was behind a few episodes. I said, I've already seen this. She goes, what are you going to do? I mean, because I was. That's what I do. I wear my animal. That's why
tethered
I'm
tethered to the animal.
That's why I'm what? Best
dog dad.
Dad
ever. Exactly.
All right, now duck your head as we put you in the car. Is the media here? Oh yeah. They got you on camera. That's prime from mugshot.
Best dog dad ever.
Yeah.
Has a period after each word. It's like best dog dad ever. I love that. And Heather Gray is my color.
Yeah.
I should wear this today. I should change shirts and wear this today.